come into my office and you're real nice, I'll give you a tablespoon.
Okay, pero si va a la oficina y te porta muy bien, te da una cucharadota.
At the next elders meeting, I'll feed you some Dominican coffee.
Tal vez en la próxima reunión de ancianos.
It's good to have you home. I missed you.
Pero es bueno tenerla y ya la he extrañado.
Yes. Good to have you back.
Ella también extrañó a todos y está contenta de
haber regresado. How many were at the worship retreat this weekend?
¿Cuándo estuvieron en el retiro este fin de semana?
Y'all look really refreshed.
Se ven refrescados.
Y'all get plenty of rest.
Se descansaron bastante.
1 hour. I know. It's a good thing. I went all the way to Arkansas yesterday after the retreat.
Bueno, porque yo fui hasta Arkansas después.
I drove on the other side of Texarkana yesterday.
Fui hasta otro lado de Texarkana.
To meet with some old friends from high school.
Para reunir con unos amigos viejos.
Man, I didn't realize how old they were.
No me fijé. Me dio sorpresa que ver qué tan viejos eran ellos.
I don't know why they look so old.
No sé por qué se parecen tan viejitos.
And they had to introduce themselves. I didn't know hardly any. Yeah. I had two cousins there. I knew both of them. I recognized them. They haven't changed that much.
Okay, todos se tuvieron que presentar a mí porque yo no los reconocía menos a los dos primos que yo tenía.
Everybody weighs about 50 pounds more than they did in high school, other than that.
Todos pesaban como 50 libras más de lo que pesaban en la preparatoria.
But my cousin, he played basketball on the same. He was 2 years older than me, but we played on the same team together in high school.
Uno de mis primos jugaba conmigo en el equipo de básquet en la preparatoria.
And then when he graduated, he went to play basketball in college to one school, and I went to another school to play basketball in college.
Entonces cuando nos graduamos, él fue a una universidad y yo fui a otra universidad.
And we played against each other. We're in the same conference on different teams, so we played against each other.
Y estábamos en la misma conferencia en diferentes equipos, pues. They actually had
a better team than the team that I was on.
Y ellos tenían mejor equipo que el mío.
But when I was a sophomore, they came and played at my school, and we beat them.
Pero cuando yo estaba en mi segundo año de universidad, vinieron
and
a mi escuela
really
y nosotros ganamos.
Tickled me that we beat them because my cousin was on the team.
Y era algo bueno que,
and I scored like 28 points. I had a good, really good game, and we beat them. And I was going, yeah, man, we beat them. Praise the Lord.
Y yo gané, yo apunté como 28 puntos y me alegré mucho.
So we were talking about that. He remembered that game.
Y estábamos hablando de eso. Él se recordó
and he said,
partido.
Do you know what happened after that game?
Y él me preguntó, ¿sabes lo que pasó después
said,
de ese partido?
I said, no.
Yo dije, no.
He said, well, our coach put us on the bus and drove us all the way from North Arkansas to South Arkansas to school.
Nuestro entrenador nos puso en el autobús y nos llevó hasta el sur de Arkansas.
And we got there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Llegamos a las 2 de la madrugada.
And then he made us get out and practice till 4 in the morning.
Y nos hizo practicar hasta las 4 de la madrugada.
Because we beat them.
Porque habían perdido.
And I said, praise the Lord, man, that makes me feel so good. I didn't know that.
Okay, yo no había sabido eso.
No, not really. Not too much, anyway. But it made me feel good that they suffered a lot.
Me hizo sentir bien que ellos sufrieron bastante.
And that my cousin had to run for like 2 hours when he got back to school.
Mi primo tenía que correr por como dos horas cuando regresó a la escuela.
We talked about all those things and totally bored my wife for about 2 hours, 3 hours.
Hablábamos de esas cosas y totalmente aburría a mi esposa por 2 a 3 horas.
Completely bored about hearing all those old stories.
Estaba ella completamente aburrida con escuchar esos cuentos.
Anyway, so I got back about 11:30 this morning or last night.
Regresé como a las 11:30 anoche.
I feel good.
Y me siento bien.
Amen.
Amen.
And I was really amazed out of my class. I had like my graduating class had like 28 people in it.
En mi clase de los que con que gradué había como 28 personas.
And 8 of them have already died.
Y ya 8 se han muertos.
8.
8
have already died.
Ya se han muertos.
And I was talking to a lot of them, and some of them had had heart attacks and strokes, and they were taking pills. And I'm going, yeah, I take vitamins.
y varios de ellos
I was really amazed that God has really been good to me.
Yo han tenido un infarto y derrames
y yo solo good
health. Tomo vitaminas.
And
Dios ha sido muy bueno para
but
conmigo.
Almost 25-30% of my classes has passed.
Como el 25-30% de mi clase ha fallecido.
So God's been really good.
Dios ha sido muy bueno.
So I pray I have a few more years left.
Y oro que tengo una, unos
many more years
más
left. Amen. So the secret is gummy bears and coffee.
El secreto son las gomitas y el café, café dominicano.
That is the secret to a healthy life.
Ese es el secreto para una vida saludable.
And plenty of gluten.
Y mucho gluten.
I'm kind of afraid that if I start eating healthy, it might hurt me.
Yo como que estoy, tengo un poco miedo de que si como saludable
I'm not really
me va
sure
a,
if I want to change my diet too much.
Yo no quiero cambiarme la dieta mucho.
Oh, I don't know. You're a doctor. You know those things better than I do.
No sé.
And I always listen to my doctor.
Siempre escucho a mi doctor. Sí, escucha.
Yeah, well.
Escucha, pero no obedece. Escucha en este oído y le sale por el otro.
I do listen.
Sí, yo escucho.
Well, you know, the Lord's working on me.
El Señor está trabajando.
I'm better than I used to be.
Estoy mejor que antes.
But it was really good to see old friends. I haven't seen some in 50 years, you know.
Era muy bueno ver algunos amigos, algunos que no había visto por 50 años.
Just to remember how things were back in the prehistoric days.
Recordar cómo eran las cosas ahí en el tiempo de los cavernícolas.
It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Era muy divertido.
But I'm glad I'm here in Texas.
Pero me alegro que estoy aquí en Texas.
Good to visit, but it's good to be back home.
Es bueno visitar, pero bueno regresar a casa.
And I was really, a lot of them are in church now.
Y muchos de ellos están en la iglesia
and
ahora.
I was really, really blessed by that.
Y yo fui bendecido por eso.
And even while we were sitting at the table, they asked me to pray over the food. I thought that was really cool.
Yo cuando estábamos ahí pidieron que yo orara por la comida.
No, there's another guy that was a pastor. He's been a pastor since he got out of college, but he wasn't there.
Había uno que era pastor, pero él no estaba ahí.
I think he's the only one I can think of out of that whole bunch that was a pastor besides me.
Creo que él es el único más que era pastor de ese grupo.
And I came a little later in life, my pastoring. but he was always a real, real good guy, a real good Christian.
Él siempre era muy buena gente, muy buen cristiano.
So we had a good time and good to be home.
Pues tuvimos un buen tiempo y es bueno estar en casa.
And we want to start back with the spirit of Elijah.
Vamos a seguir con el espíritu de Elías.
And we're going to see how God provides.
Y vamos a ver cómo Dios provee.
And trying to learn a little bit more about how God could possibly be working in the days that we're in now.
Y a ver cómo Dios tal vez esté trabajando en los días de hoy en día.
I don't know how you feel, but I have a lot more, I think, faith and confidence in the Lord now than I ever have.
No sé de ustedes, pero yo tengo más confianza y fe en el Señor que antes.
And maybe if some of you are struggling with that,
tal vez unos de ustedes están batallando con eso.
I pray God will open your heart to really see the goodness of God.
Que Dios abre su corazón para de verdad ver la bondad de Dios.
And sometimes, you know, there's just a period of time that you go through to get to a place of confidence in the Lord.
Y a veces hay un periodo de tiempo que uno tiene que pasar para llegar a ese punto de confiar en el
Señor. And many times it's just not easy.
Y muchas veces no es fácil.
And maybe sometimes it's harder for some people than others. I don't know why that is.
Y es más difícil para otro, para unos que otros. No sé por qué es así.
I don't think it means that God cares more about one than he does the other. He just has his ways of doing things.
No es que Dios ama más a uno que el otro, solo que él tiene sus maneras.
But anyone that really serves the Lord and goes on with God, you're going to suffer tribulation, persecution, and problems. Just going to happen.
Pero cualquier que sirve a Dios va a sufrir persecuciones y tribulaciones. Así
va a
ser.
But this is where you learn to grow and trust God.
Pero ese es donde uno crece y confía más
so
en Dios.
Everyone has to go through it.
Y todos tenemos que pasar por eso.
And so Elijah now has called for a drought on the land.
Elías ahora ha pedido una sequía en la tierra.
And of course that affects him.
Y eso le afecta hasta a él.
So sometimes God can tell you to do something.
Pues a veces Dios te puede decir que haga algo.
And it can affect you in an adverse way too.
Y a ti te puede afectar también.
Amen. Amen. So here's a prophetic word, and it's going to affect the whole country, and it's going to affect Elijah himself.
Y pues esta palabra profética afecta a todo el país, y hasta a él
mismo. The sun and the rain fall on the just and the unjust.
Pues el sol y la lluvia va en los justos y los injustos.
So good things can happen to bad people, and bad things can happen to good people.
Cosas malas pueden pasar a gente buena y cosas buenas pueden pasar a gente mala.
When it rains, it hits everybody.
Cuando llueve, pega a todos.
It's just that we need God's umbrella.
Solo que necesitamos la sombrilla de Dios.
And so that we are protected during those times.
Para ser protegidos durante esos tiempos.
So Elijah, when he prophesies, he doesn't know how he's going to be provided for.
Y cuando Elías profetiza, él no sabe cómo Dios va a proveer por él.
And, you know, as human beings, we want to always know the future. What's going to happen? How's this going to work? And how are we going to survive? And how are we going to be protected?
Y como humanos, siempre queremos saber el futuro. ¿Cómo es que esto va a obrar? ¿Cómo va a funcionar? ¿Cómo nos van a proveer?
But God doesn't always tell us that. Typically, he doesn't tell us at all.
Pero típicamente, Dios no nos dice de antemano.
And this is where you just have to go in faith and trust that the Lord's going to be there.
Y uno tiene que ir en fe y confiar que Dios va a estar ahí.
You know, it's like jumping off the cliff and praying, Lord, I'm hoping you're down there at the bottom when I hit the ground.
Es como tirarse de un precipicio y decir, Señor, yo espero que tú estés ahí abajo.
But I can say this for me personally, that the Lord's always been there in every case for me.
Pero yo puedo decir personalmente que el Señor siempre ha estado conmigo en cada caso.
And there's been a lot of times I thought I was going to hit the ground, you know, but the Lord was always there.
Y había muchas veces que yo creía que iba a aplastar contra
la
tierra.
So he was sent to a brook in 1 Kings 17:7.
En primero de Reyes 17:7.
The Lord made the spirit of Elijah permeate our spirit.
Señor, que el espíritu de Elías venga a nuestro espíritu.
And may we have a faith like Elijah.
Y que tengamos una fe como Elías.
May we have the power of Elijah.
Y que tengamos el poder de Elías.
For the days that we're in.
Por los días en que estamos.
So it says, after a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land.
Dice que después de un rato se secó el arroyo porque no había lluvia.
So the brook, that provision lasted for a while, but then there was no more provision there for him.
Pues la provisión duró por un rato, pero después de un rato ya no hubo provisión.
And so anything that's of the earth, anything that's natural, it's not eternal. It doesn't last forever.
Pues todo lo de la tierra y la naturaleza no es permanente.
And that's why we always have to keep getting more. God has to provide more all the time.
Por eso Dios siempre tiene que proveer más cada vez.
I mean, the money you make this month is not going to last very long.
El dinero que ganas este mes no va a durar mucho tiempo.
It's not eternal money.
No es dinero eterno.
And every month you have to make more.
Y cada año, cada mes tiene que
ganar más. God's provision is all, he always has to keep providing.
Pues Dios tiene que seguir proveyendo.
So you're not ever going to get to a place where, yeah, I got it made and I don't have to keep seeking.
Pues nunca va a llegar al punto donde la tienes hecha y no tiene que buscar más.
So because there's no rain, then there's a famine.
Y por no haber lluvia, ahora hay una hambruna.
And so nothing is produced.
Pues nada se produce.
So spiritually speaking, it's the same way.
Pues espiritualmente es igual.
If there, the rain represents the Spirit of God.
La lluvia representa el Espíritu de Dios.
And when it collects, like in a pool or in a bucket or something, it becomes the water.
Y cuando llega una piscina, un balde o algo, llega a ser la,
which represents the word.
El agua, que es la palabra.
So, you know, rain coming, hard to drink rain as it comes down. You ever
difícil,
tried to drink the rain?
Es difícil beber el agua cuando está cayendo.
Very difficult to drink
muy
the rain.
Difícil es.
And so, but when you collect it, it becomes water, and then you can drink it.
Pero cuando lo colecciona, entonces es agua y la puede beber.
So it takes water It takes rain to produce the water that we can drink, which water represents the word.
Pues la lluvia produce el agua que podemos beber, que representa la palabra.
So it's important that we have the rain of the Spirit in our life.
Pues es importante tener la lluvia del Espíritu en
nuestras vidas. Otherwise, if you don't get the rain,
si no tienes la lluvia,
the water dries up.
El agua se seca.
You go in and you drink here, and pretty soon it's all dry.
Uno va aquí en la Biblia y trata de beber y está
seco. So we have to continually have the rain of the Spirit.
Pues continualmente necesitamos la
lluvia
del Espíritu.
Otherwise, there becomes a famine of the word.
Si no hay una hambruna de la palabra.
And then you starve to death. You thirst.
Y uno llega con.
So now the word of the Lord comes to him now.
Entonces vino después la palabra del Señor.
So when the water dries up,
pues cuando se seca el agua,
so if the water's dried up in your life,
pues si el agua está seca en tu vida,
you need to get a word.
Necesitas una palabra.
You need to hear something.
Necesitas oír algo.
What are you supposed to do?
¿Qué debes hacer?
And so we always need to hear a fresh word from God.
Siempre necesitamos una palabra
now,
fresca
if
de Dios.
You've never been in a position where you have to preach and teach like two or three times a week,
si nunca has estado en una posición donde tiene que predicar o enseñar dos a tres veces,
you have no idea how scary that is.
No tiene ni idea qué tan miedoso es eso.
You just need to do that a few times and just see how scary that is.
Tiene que hacer eso unas cuantas veces para saber qué tanto temor eso
da. You have to have the word.
Que tienes que tener la palabra.
It's like, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yo he estado haciendo esto ya por muchos años.
And I'm thinking, oh Lord, the brook's going to dry up, and I'm going to come up, and I'll have one thing to say.
Y yo pienso a veces, ay, se va a secar el arroyo, y voy a llegar ahí, no voy a tener nada que decir.
And I'm going to look like a complete idiot.
Y voy a parecerme idiota.
And but you know, the Lord always gives me something.
Pero el Señor siempre me da algo.
I'm always amazed.
Y me asombra.
I keep looking. I'm going, man, I don't see anything else in this book. You know.
Yo miro y digo, yo no veo más nada en este
then
libro.
Then I'll start reading and writing. Next thing I know, it just like it just begins to bloom, you know.
Yo empiezo a leer y escribir y como que empieza a florecer.
Honestly, I'm always amazed when I'm like, I cannot believe it.
Y estoy asombrado cada vez, digo, no lo creo.
So God gives him a plan now. I'm doing a little review.
Pues Dios le da un plan, estoy haciendo un repaso.
He says, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. I've commanded a widow there to provide for you.
Dice, levántate, ve a Zarephath, que pertenece a Sidón, y quédate ahí. He aquí, yo he mandado una viuda ahí que te sustente.
This is something I've learned, and I pray that all of you get to see this and go through this.
Yo he aprendido esto, y espero que todos ustedes pueden ver esto.
The provision of the Lord through people.
La provisión de Dios
amazing.
A través de las personas.
Some of you already know what that
es increíble.
Is.
Algunos de ustedes conocen eso.
Man, to see God provide when you never expect things, it's amazing.
A ver a Dios proveer cuando uno ni siquiera
so
lo espera,
I believe
es asombroso.
That if we're walking in the spirit of Elijah,
pues yo creo que si estamos caminando en el
espíritu that God's going to provide for you.
Que Dios va a proveer.
And he did not have a well.
Y él no tenía un pozo.
He did not have a storage tank.
No tenía un tanque de agua.
But somehow God had already spoken to a woman.
Pero de alguna manera Dios habló con esta mujer.
And obviously she must have had water.
Y obviamente ella tenía agua.
You know, she had something.
Tenía algo.
And so God's going to provide.
Pues Dios va a proveer.
And we just gotta start believing that and do what we're supposed to and then trust the Lord for the rest.
Y tenemos que creer eso, hacer lo que tenemos que hacer y confiar en Dios para el resto.
You know, this spirit of the preppers, you know, that are preparing for the end time and they're freaking out and all that stuff.
Este
you know?
Espíritu de los que se están preparando para los últimos días y se están escandalizando.
God does not he doesn't expect us to live that way.
Dios no espera que vivamos así.
And we need to get that spirit off of us.
Y tenemos que quitar ese espíritu de nosotros.
And Elijah knows there's not going to be any rain for 3.5 years, but he's not panicking, okay?
Elías sabe que no va a haber lluvia por 3 años y medio y no se pone en pánico.
I remember when the Y2K came, the year 2000, and everything was supposed to blow up, you know? Remember that?
Y2K
oh, my
año
goodness.
2000.
People were freaking out on their computers and all this stuff, and nothing's going to work, and everything's going to go up. Go just up in flames.
Y que la gente se estaba escandalizando, que todo se iba a explotar.
And I prayed about it. I said, Lord, what do I do?
Y yo oré a Dios y dije, Señor, ¿qué hago?
I said, this sounds crazy. I don't believe this.
Yo digo, esto suena como una locura.
And I heard the word. He said, Man doesn't live by bread alone.
Y hoy la palabra, el hombre no vivirá.
So I went out and bought two cases of water, and that's how I prepared.
Y pues yo fui y yo compré dos.
And I didn't even have to use that. My water was fine.
Yo dos paquetes de agua y ni necesitaba eso.
We need to quit panicking.
No tenemos que ponernos con pánico.
When it's time to panic, God will say, hey, you need to do this.
Cuando es tiempo de ponernos en pánico, Dios va a decir, tienes que hacer esto.
So if we walk in the spirit of Elijah, we're going to know what we need to know.
Pues si caminamos en el espíritu de Elías, vamos a saber lo que tenemos que saber.
It's going to be confirmed, amen?
Y va a ser confirmado.
So Zarephath means, I said the last time, melting place.
Pues Zarephath quiere decir lugar de derritir y refinar y probar.
So even Elijah has to go through the refining.
Hasta Elías tenía que pasar por el refinar.
So even God's servants, they're always being refined, being tested, it says smelter, where when you take iron and you smelt it, it fuses together.
Okay, hasta los siervos de Dios tienen que pasar por esto. Es como cuando el hierro se derrite y se llega a...
So I believe God joined the heart of Elijah together with that widow.
Pues yo creo que Dios juntó el corazón de Elías con esa viuda.
And also the word Sidon means to catch fish or men or to obtain food or provision.
Y Sidon quiere decir pescar peces o hombres o buscar comida o provisión.
So there is a refining,
pues hay un refinar,
there is provision,
hay provisión,
and there is a joining together of the spirit of Elijah with the widow and the orphan.
Y hay un juntar del espíritu de Elías con la viuda y el huérfano.
And then you can see this also in the book of Revelation.
Y esto también se ve en el libro de Apocalipsis.
Where Babylon says, I'm a queen.
Donde Babilonia dice, yo soy reina.
I am not a widow.
No soy viuda.
Therefore,
por lo tanto,
Elijah does not go to the queen.
Elías no va a la reina.
Jezebel was the queen.
Jezabel era la reina.
During the days of Elijah.
En los días de Elías.
But he was sent to the widow.
Pero él fue mandado a la viuda.
Okay, those that know they have a need.
Los que saben que necesitan de Dios.
And that's where the spirit of Elijah is going to go.
Ahí es donde va el espíritu
de Elías. If everybody thinks they've got it made, Elijah's not going to show up.
Si la gente cree que ya la tiene hecha, ahí no va a aparecer
Elías. And then Jesus' first sermon in his hometown.
Y el primer sermón de Jesús en su propio pueblo.
He said there were many widows.
Dijo había muchas.
In the days of Elijah.
En el día de él.
But he was only sent to one.
Pero solo se lo mandó a una.
So that's another interesting point.
Ese es otro punto interesante.
Elijah didn't go to every widow.
Elías no fue con cada viuda.
No, he just went to one.
Solo a esa.
And she was not an Israelite.
Y ella no era israelita.
Which is really, really interesting.
Que es muy interesante.
So God chooses.
Pues Dios escoge.
Who he sends the spirit of Elijah to.
A quien él manda el espíritu de Elías.
And this widow was one that was ready to receive Elijah.
Y esta viuda era preparada para recibir a Elías.
To provide for him.
Y proveerle.
To receive. What he had to say.
Lo que él tenía para
See,
decir.
This is the reason Elijah, the spirit of Elijah or the spirit of the prophet doesn't come to some people.
Y por eso el espíritu de Elías o de profeta no viene a algunas personas.
They're not willing to provide.
No están dispuestos a proveer.
They're not willing to receive it.
Ni recibirla.
But she was already prepared.
Pero ella ya estaba preparada.
So God's preparing his people.
Pues Dios está preparando a su
pueblo. To receive this.
Para recibir esto.
And it's important that you see it and understand how this operates.
Y es importante que lo ve y entienda cómo funciona.
So it's the widows and the orphans that receive that ministry.
Pues son las viudas y los huérfanos que reciben este
it
ministerio.
It was the widow who heard the command of the Lord.
Era la viuda que oyó el mandato
Remember,
del Señor.
He said, I've commanded a widow.
Él dijo, yo ordené a una viuda.
To provide for you.
A proveerte.
Man. I see this in our people and many people that I have contact with in ministry.
Yo veo esto en nuestra gente y en mucha gente
this,
con
this
quien tengo
contacto.
This has
been
contacto.
The hardest thing for me to receive and the hardest thing to understand is people providing for me.
Lo más difícil that has para been very mí difficult. Recibir y entender
and
es que la gente provea para
but,
mí.
But I see this and it's like, oh my goodness, Lord, I have never experienced that before.
Pero yo veo
before
esto,
I never
ay,
experienced
Señor, yo nunca había experimentado esto antes.
But now I'm experiencing it.
Pero ya lo estoy experimentando.
And I'm totally amazed by that.
Y estoy asombrado por
and,
eso.
And typically the ones that provide, they're not always the rich and famous.
Y suele ser los que proveen por mí, no son ricos.
Although God uses the rich and famous, praise the Lord.
Aunque Dios puede usar a los ricos y famosos
but
también.
He also uses those that you would not expect to have the means to do that. But that's amazing how he does that.
Pero él también usa los que
and,
uno no espera que, ni so, que tengan los medios
this is
para ayudar.
The thing I want, if everybody can get this in their spirit.
Pero yo quiero que todos reciban esto en su espíritu.
There is something about God using you to provide for God's servants.
Hay algo en que Dios te use
real
para proveer
okay.
para sus siervos.
That God does a blessing back.
Que Dios te da una bendición.
You know, I don't teach a lot on that.
Yo no enseño mucho
because
en eso.
A lot of people try to do that to try to get something for themselves, you know, and so I just try to stay, I kind of stay away from teaching
porque
that.
Muchos
but
me enseñan eso
it,
para buscar su
it propio is something
bien.
That's really true, and a lot of people understand that.
Pero sí es algo verdadero,
and when you
y
do,
muchos
you will
eso.
Be able to see God provide for you too.
Y cuando lo entienden, van poder ver que Dios provea para ti
so,
también.
God's going to provide for Elijah.
Pues Dios va a proveer por Elías.
And he's going to provide for the widow and the orphan.
Y la viuda y el huérfano.
And he uses the natural elements.
Y él usa la naturaleza.
And he's going to command, sometimes he's going to command you to care for somebody else.
A veces él va a mandar que tú cuide a otro.
And sometimes he's going to command people to care for you.
Y otras veces que otros cuiden a ti.
And I really believe when you are used to care for others, God is going to use others to care for you.
Y cuando Dios te usa para cuidar de otros, Dios va a usar a otros
and,
para
and many times, you may not have physical things.
Y muchas veces
gifts,
tal vez no tengas cosas físicas para dar.
You sow spiritually to people.
Pero si siembras espiritualmente en la
and
gente,
then God will provide for your physical.
Y Dios va a proveer por
I mean,
tus
I've
necesidades
seen this.
Físicas. Yo lo he visto.
And it's like, this is the way it works.
Y así es que funciona.
So, it's always about giving out.
Siempre se trata de dar.
Whatever you have.
Lo que tengas.
Give that.
Da eso.
And God will provide.
Y Dios proveerá.
So, the Elijah ministry is to widows and orphans. What does that mean?
Pues el ministerio de Elías es a las viudas y los huérfanos.
There is an orphan spirit in the church.
Hay un espíritu de huérfano en la iglesia.
Most people
la mayoría de la gente
this thing of no father.
Tienen esto de no tener padre.
And I didn't understand all that before, but being pastor, if you're not pastor, you don't understand those things. You will not understand
eso antes, pero ahora siendo pastor, yo entiendo eso.
But I didn't understand it until I've been pastoring.
Y yo no lo entendía, pero ahora que soy pastor, ya lo
so,
entiendo.
So the fatherless.
Pues el no tener padre.
And then the widows.
Y entonces las viudas.
Which means they don't have a husband. The husband's dead.
¿Qué quiere decir que no tiene esposo porque ya
and
se han
so
muerto?
That's also another thing that you see during this time is where there are many widows that are actually married, but they're still widows.
Y se ve en estos días que hay muchas mujeres que son casadas, pero son viudas.
So obviously that means that the spirit of Elijah is a family restoration ministry.
Quiere decir que el espíritu de Elías es un ministerio de restaurar a las familias.
And you see Elijah, you know, going around calling fire down and killing people and all that stuff, but it's a family restoration ministry.
Y se piensa en Elías que llama fuego del cielo, pero es un ministerio de restauración
Amen.
Familiar.
Amen. You know, 99% of what I do, that's what I do.
Y el 99% de lo que hago es en eso.
So, that's where we left off.
Y ahí terminamos.
So he went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was gathering sticks.
Él se levantó y fue a Zarephath. Cuando llegó a la entrada de la ciudad, de aquí, ahí so, estaba una viuda recogiendo leña.
How did he know it was a widow?
¿Cómo sabía que era una viuda?
He walks in, and there's a widow, right there.
Él entra y hay una viuda.
And she's gathering sticks.
Y está recogiendo leña.
And he calls out to her.
Y él la llama.
So, maybe this is a test.
Tal vez esta es una prueba.
To find the right widow.
Para encontrar la viuda correcta.
You know, calling all widows.
Llamando
all widows,
toda viuda.
I need some food.
Necesito comida.
You know, how do you go find the? You know, he said he didn't tell her. He didn't tell the name.
Dios no le dijo el nombre.
He just said, she's in this city over here.
Dijo que está en esa ciudad.
But be like, God said, I want you to go to Oak Cliff. I've got a widow over there for you. It's like,
como te dice, quiero que vaya a Oak Cliff, que tengo una viuda ahí para
Would you
mí.
Like to tell me what block she lives in?
No me gustaría decirme en qué cuadra vive.
You know, I mean, what part of Oak Cliff? South, north, east, west?
¿Qué parte de Oak Cliff?
So he just goes, you know, I mean, that's faith, brother.
Pero eso sí es fe.
Elijah, where are you going? I'm going to see a widow woman.
Elías, ¿dónde va? Voy a ver una viuda.
Well, what's her name?
¿Cómo se llama?
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
What's her address? I don't know.
¿Dónde vive? Yo no
you got
sé.
A phone number? No.
¿Tiene un teléfono?
She on Facebook, friends?
¿Está en Facebook?
What are you going to do?
¿Qué vas a hacer?
And he calls and he says, give me a little water in a jar.
Te ruego que me consiga un poco de agua.
Now, that's a good test.
Eso es una buena
because there hadn't been any rain.
Porque no había, no había
so if she's got water, that's a pretty good place to stay.
Pues si ella tiene agua, es un buen lugar para quedar.
So God didn't tell him how to find the widow.
Dios no le dijo cómo encontrar la viuda.
Did he?
O lo hizo.
See, everybody wants it laid out. Bang, 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 bang.
Todos quieren todos los detalles.
It doesn't work that way.
Así no funciona.
It's like, you know, it's amazing. I was praying for Arely last night.
Es increíble. Yo estaba orando por Arely anoche.
And I was almost home. I was coming back from Texarkana, and I was like,
like estaba this. En casa y ya estaba llegando y estaba medio dormido.
And I start praying.
Y empecé a
orar. I have no idea what I prayed.
Y no tengo ni idea lo que oré.
I have no idea. I told my wife, I said, Marcia, I'm not sure what I was trying to get the mail out of the mailbox.
Yo estaba I drove. Sacar el,
so I have my phone right here.
Del buzón. Tenía el
and I keep it in my
aquí.
Left hand, and the mailbox is on my left side.
Lo tengo en la mano izquierda y el buzón está
and my wife
en el
said, would you get the
izquierda.
Mail? I was like,
y mi esposa dice, busca las cartas. Y yo,
and so I'm going like this. And I'm praying.
Y estoy orando.
And I drive up to go into my garage. I got something stuck in front of the garage. I can't get in.
Y voy al garaje y hay algo enfrente de la puerta.
I'm just telling you how it was last night. And I was praying. And I got through it. And I said, Marcia, I'm not sure what I prayed.
It was what?
It was power. It had to be the Lord because I have no idea what I said. I said, Marcia, I have no. I could have prayed for Mickey Mouse or something and not known it. And I'm just praying, man. I went, man, I don't know what I said. I hope it was made sense.
No sé lo que dije, pero espero que haya tenido sentido.
And so it's like you know, you can't prepare for everything.
Pues uno no puede preparar para.
There's no way.
No hay manera.
The things that come. And so I went, well, praise the Lord, you know. And so when you take the step,
pues cuando uno toma el paso,
then it's like God's there.
Y entonces ahí
so
está
all
Dios.
He knew was to go to that city.
Él solo sabe ir a esa ciudad.
So I have a feeling that when he got there,
pues yo creo que cuando llegó,
the Lord just told him what to say.
El Señor le dijo qué decir.
I mean, it just kind of came out of him.
Como que le salió.
So how many of you know that when you pray sometimes, you have no idea what you're going to pray, and all of a sudden stuff comes out, and you go, and they say, what did you say? I said, I don't know what I said.
¿Y cuántos de ustedes,
honestly,
cuando oran a veces, no tienen idea lo que van a decir, y solo algo sale, y te preguntan, ¿y qué dijiste?
And that's why a lot of times when I'm preaching, people say, would you say that again? I go, I have no idea what I said. I can't do that.
Predicando y la gente dice, ah, repite eso. Y yo ni tengo idea lo que acabo de decir.
Hit reverse playback, you know, because I don't know.
Tiene que retroceder la grabación.
So that's kind of the way the Spirit moves.
Pues así es a veces como
it's a different way of living.
Es algo diferente.
Says, give me a little jar of water that I can drink.
Dice, dame un poco de agua para que yo beba.
It's like, what are you doing commanding that widow woman to give you some water, man?
Y uno pensaría, ¿qué está haciendo?
Don't you know she's a widow? She's over there picking up
agua.
Sticks and you're just sitting there?
Es una viuda recogiendo leña y
why don't you go help her pick
ahí?
Up the sticks, brother?
¿Por qué no le ayuda a recoger leña?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Eso es lo que yo pienso.
I mean, if you're sitting there in the gate and this man comes in, you don't know who he is, and he's commanding this widow woman, hey, go get me some water. And she's down there picking up sticks and, you know, you'd be like, I'd be going, you rotten rascal, I'll give you some water. I mean, but you know, God's a little different than we are. So The spirit of Elijah has come to meet her needs.
Pues el espíritu de Elías ha venido para suplir sus necesidades.
But God's going to use her to meet his needs.
Pero Dios le va a usar a ella para suplir las necesidades de él.
This reciprocal thing.
Pues es de los dos.
Is really important in the kingdom.
Y eso es muy importante en el reino.
You know, you give, you receive. You give, you receive.
Tú das Amen. Y recibes, das y recibes.
It's really important.
Es muy importante
to get this in our spirit.
Para entender esto en nuestro espíritu.
So, she had a little bit of water.
Pues ella tenía un poco de agua.
In the middle of the drought. I don't know how she had it, but she did.
En medio de esa sequía, yo no sé cómo, pero la tenía.
Here's the comforting fact. God had, not only had he taken care of Elijah by the water of the brook,
y Dios no solo había provisto por Elías con el arroyo,
but he also was taking care of the widow.
Pero también estaba
proviendo at the same time.
Para la viuda.
She's not a prophet.
Y ella no era profeta.
She's a little widow lady.
Era una viuda.
But God is taking care of her.
Pero Dios estaba cuidando de ella.
And so the Spirit always brings the water.
Y pues el Espíritu siempre trae el agua.
Where the Spirit of Elijah is.
Donde está el Espíritu de
Elías. If we have the Spirit of Elijah, we're going to get the water.
Si tenemos el Espíritu de Elías, vamos a tener el agua.
There's always going to be water here.
Siempre va a haber agua aquí.
Well, we need the Spirit of Elijah.
Necesitamos el
in these last days.
Elías, en estos últimos días.
There's going to be water. There's going to be oil too.
Va a haber agua y va a haber aceite también.
So the Spirit of Elijah is an overcomer.
Pues el espíritu de Elías es vencedor.
This is the thing that the people of God have got to get to, that we've got to be overcomers.
Y esto es lo que el pueblo de Dios tiene que entender, que tenemos que ser vencedores.
Revelation 21.
Apocalipsis 21.
6 through 8.
De 6 a 8.
He said to me, it is done.
También me dijo, hecho está.
I'm the Alpha, the Omega.
Yo soy el Alfa y la Omega.
I'm the beginning and the end.
El principio y el fin.
I will give to the one who thirsts.
Al que tiene sed, se lo daré.
From the spring of water of life without cost.
Gratuitamente de la fuente de agua de la vida.
The one who's thirsty.
Al que tiene sed.
See, if you're not thirsty, you don't get it.
Si no tienes sed, no te va a dar.
I mean, you know, you can have a lot of water sitting around, but if you're not thirsty, you're not even going to touch the water.
Puedes tener mucha agua, pero si no tienes sed, ni la va a tocar.
Amen?
Amen.
That's why a lot of people don't get the water. They're not thirsty enough.
Por eso muchos no agarran el agua porque no tienen sed.
God's probably going to have to send a famine.
A lo mejor Dios va a tener que mandar una hambruna.
Of the word.
De la palabra.
So that the people of God get thirsty.
Para que la gente de Dios tenga sed.
And they'll leave that dried up brook.
Y van a dejar ese arroyo seco.
Where they're sitting.
Donde están sentados.
And go to a place.
Y van a ir a algún lugar.
Where the widows and the orphans are.
Donde están las viudas y los huérfanos.
And the spirit of Elijah is.
Y donde está el espíritu de Elías.
And God's going to dry up some brooks.
Dios va a secar algunos arroyos.
Where there's no water.
Donde no hay agua.
And they're going to start looking, amen.
Y van a empezar a buscar.
That's why we got to get everything ready, amen.
Por eso tenemos que preparar todo.
As she was going to get it. Now this woman, it's like, she don't know this guy.
Esta viuda no conoce este hombre.
And she goes to get him some water.
Y le va a buscarle el agua.
Man, that's an obedient woman there.
Una mujer obediente.
When you ever ask your wife to get you a glass of water, she goes, get it yourself, man. My wife never does that.
Mi esposa no.
She always brings it to me.
Siempre me la trae.
Sometimes like this, but no. No, she doesn't do that. Don't tell her I said that.
No le diga. No le digan.
But you got to get the heart. You got to get the heart of this widow woman.
Pero tiene que ver el corazón de esta viuda.
She's doing what this old guy's saying, you know. And Elijah, you know, he's a hairy guy too. So you know, you got a hairy old man here.
Y
you can get some water
peludo,
for him.
Un viejo peludo. Imagínese, tiene que ir a buscar agua por este viejo peludo.
And so it's not the best of circumstances.
Pues no son las mejores circunstancias.
And then he says, oh, by the way, bring me some bread, too.
Y entonces dice, pues, y tráeme pan también.
Say, hey, would you go over to Rio Grande, get me a taco and some lemonade?
Rio Grande, buscame un taco con limonada.
You know, it's funny. To me, this is funny.
Para mí es chistoso.
It's funny. You know, he just goes, go give me some food, man. I'm hungry.
Tráeme comida, que tengo hambre.
Like, what do you think I am, a Sonic car hop or something?
¿Y qué crees, que ella es mesera o algo?
Yeah, I don't work at Sonic. What are you doing?
Mesera ahí de Sonic.
He roller skates on me.
No me ves patines.
And she says, as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread.
Pero ella respondió, vive el Señor tu Dios, que no tengo pan.
Now, I want you to look at the spirit of Elijah.
Quiero que vea el espíritu de Elías.
How God is speaking to and through this man.
Como Dios está hablando a y a través de este
hombre. To reveal.
Para revelar.
What's going on.
Lo que está pasando.
You know. And whether he knew or he didn't know, I don't know, but he asked, you know, it's really important to know the right questions to ask.
Si él sabía o no, no sé, pero es muy importante saber las preguntas.
The right question is more important than the right answer sometimes. You
la
get the right question.
La pregunta correcta es más importante que la respuesta a veces.
And I have no bread.
No tengo pan.
Only a handful of gluten-free flour.
Solo este puñado de harina sin gluten.
So, as the spirit of Eduardo was there.
Yo, el espíritu de Eduardo estaba ahí.
All flour was gluten-free in those days. It wasn't made by Monsanto seed.
En ese tiempo, toda la harina era sin gluten. No se hacía por Monsanto.
So it's not the flour that's bad. It's the gluten that we put in it now.
No es la harina.
I just want you to know, flour is okay, but it's those little additives that go in.
Pero todo lo que agrega.
She said, I have a handful of flour in a bowl and a little oil.
Y dice que yo tengo un puñado de harina en la tinaja y un poco
so
de aceite.
She had a little water.
Tenía un poco de agua.
And a little oil.
Y un poco de aceite.
And a handful of flour.
Y un puñado de harina.
That's it.
Y era todo.
So she was about empty too.
Pues ya ella estaba
so
casi
Elijah is
también.
Empty, the widow's empty.
El día estaba vacío y la viuda casi vacía.
Anybody a little on the empty side?
Alguien aquí está
that's
un poco
the one
vacío.
That God's getting ready to provide for.
Ese es al que Dios va a proveer.
Why do you need provision if you got everything you need?
Para que necesita provisión si tiene todo ya.
You're not ever going to see the spirit of Elijah show if you got all your needs met.
Nunca va a ver el espíritu de Elías si ya tiene todos tus
he said, I'm rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing.
Como la iglesia que dijo, yo estoy rico y
no necesito. And she says, I'm going to gather a few sticks.
Y ahí dijo que voy a recoger una leña.
I'm going to prepare for me and my son.
Y prepararlo para mí y mi hijo.
She's got an orphan son.
Yo tiene un hijo huérfano.
And we're going to die.
Para que comamos
we're
going to
eat and then we're going to die.
Para que comamos y moramos.
That's the condition of the church.
Esa es la condición de la iglesia.
In the last days.
En los últimos días.
Because Elijah's coming, amen.
Porque viene Elías.
He said, I got just enough to eat for now.
Yo tengo justo para comer ahora.
My son and I, we're going to eat and then after that, we have nothing left.
Vamos a comer y después de eso ya no tenemos nada.
So I think that's going to be the condition of a lot of folks in the last days.
Yo creo que esa va a ser la condición de muchos en los últimos días.
It's like we're dying.
Que estamos muriendo.
And I don't know what else to do.
Y no sé qué más hacer.
But here comes Elijah.
Pero aquí viene Elías.
Now what do you think Elijah's going to say?
Ahora, ¿qué crees que va a decir Elías?
He's going to say, well, go down and get some food stamps.
Va a decir, ah, ve a buscar cupones de comida.
Oh man, get some food stamps.
Probably
the best thing that could happen for the church is for all the social programs to dry up.
Lo mejor que se puede pasar para la iglesia es que todos estos programas sociales se sequen.
Then we might see God show up.
Y entonces podemos ver a Dios aparecer.
And that could happen. Who knows?
Eso puede pasar. ¿Quién sabe?
Elijah said, "Don't fear."
Elías dijo, no temas.
And it's like, yeah, easy for you to say, man. I'm the one feeding my kid here.
Uno diría, eso fácil
don't fear.
Para ti decir, yo estoy aquí con mi hijo.
Now then, what would a lot of Christians say?
¿Qué diría muchos cristianos?
Like, who in the world do you think you are, man?
¿Quién te crees tú?
Don't you see
no ves
my problem?
Mi problema.
Don't you see these bones sticking out of my belly
no
here?
¿No ves los huesos aquí?
You're telling me not to fear?
Y me dice, no temas.
You're fat, man. You've been eating food from a raven.
Tú estás gordito, has estado comiendo
you've been drinking water from the brook, and you're coming and telling me not to fear?
Y bebiendo del arroyo, ¿cómo me va a decir no
temas? Or your attitude really, you know, attitude affects your latitude, affects your altitude. I mean.
La actitud afecta tu altitud.
He says, do as you have said,
and dice, pues, haz,
but make me a little bread cake from it.
pero primero hazme un pequeña torta.
Put a little
some
chocolate chips in it.
Y tráemelo. Ponle un chocolate.
Maybe a gummy bear or two.
Y una gomita o dos por ahí.
And a little cinnamon.
Un poco de canela.
Oh man, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Ah, suena bien, eh.
A little sugar in the middle of that roll.
Un poquito de azúcar ahí adentro.
Yeah. Then make me a little cake first.
Yo hazme primero una pequeña torta.
And bring it to me.
Y tráemelo.
Now, how many of you would have enough nerve to tell a woman that's starving to death to feed you first?
¿Cuántos tendrían el nervio para decirle a una viuda
Honestly,
que se está muriendo de
how
hambre
many of you would be able
que
to do
te den
that?
Primero la comida a ti? ¿Cuántos tendrían ese nervio?
Watch out, boy. I mean, that's very difficult, right?
Eso es muy difícil, ¿no?
I mean, it's hard enough to receive something when somebody brings it to you, but you tell them, go get that for me first, and then you can eat.
Es bastante difícil solo recibirle a alguien y para decirle, primero tráeme eso.
You go, well, that's not the Spirit of God.
Uno diría, eso no es el Espíritu de Dios.
Amen? You know, God, this doesn't work the way we do.
Pero Dios no funciona como nosotros.
You know, and you know, Jesus said, you know, feed me first.
Y Jesús dijo, dame de comer
take
primero.
Take care of me first.
Cuida de mí primero.
Then I'll take care of you.
Y entonces yo cuido de ustedes.
And so, you know, I think maybe some spiritual leaders kind of take that overboard.
Yo creo que algunos líderes espirituales
but there is
se aprovechan
some
de eso.
Spiritual principles there.
Pero sí hay un principio espiritual.
Because
ahí.
The prophet represents the Spirit of God.
Porque el profeta representa el Espíritu
so
de Dios.
So spiritually speaking, it says, give what you have to God first.
Pues espiritualmente
okay.
Dice da lo que
so,
tiene a Dios primero.
This is where a lot of people never get on and get out of the financial issues.
Y ahí es donde muchos nunca salen de sus problemas
financieros. But I'm going to tell you, if you look at your need before you look at God's need, you're going to lose the financial battle.
Les digo que si miras primero tu necesidad,
because I don't know how this works, but it does. You look at your bank account, and you say, there's no way I can pay my bills if I tithe.
Y uno dice, no puedo pagar las
deudas. I mean, you've been there.
Los diezmos. ¿Cuánto han estado ahí?
I guarantee you, you tithe, you're going to pay your bills.
Yo le garantizo,
I don't know
si,
how.
Si paga los diezmos, va a poder con las
you
deudas.
Know, right
no
now,
sé
we
cómo.
Spend a lot of money here at the church trying to fix this thing up.
Aquí pagamos mucho dinero arreglando.
And I look at
aquí.
I go, I don't know how we paid for all this.
Y yo miro y yo digo, yo no sé cómo hemos pagado todo esto.
And my daughter called, she said, you know, we don't have a whole lot of money. I said, well, you know, we got to do this, and we're just going to do it, you know.
Y mi hija me llama y dice, no tenemos mucho dinero,
it's
pero
all,
it's
like
vamos
it's always
a hacer
there. I don't know how it works.
Siempre el dinero está ahí, yo no sé cómo.
But, boy, it's just, when you put God first.
Pero cuando uno pone primero a Dios.
So we have to be delivered from the spirit of fear.
Pues tenemos que estar liberados del espíritu de temor.
If you want to walk in the Elijah anointing.
Si quiere caminar en la unción de Elías.
You have to not be afraid of people.
Tiene que no tenerle miedo a la
I
gente.
I mean, he had to say something to her that was not really cool, you know.
Él tenía que decirle algo a ella que no era
Elijah
muy
says
buena.
Things that are not, you know, acceptable to a lot of folks.
You know, Elías dice algunas cosas que no son muy aceptables a muchas
and a lot
personas.
Of people don't understand it.
Y muchos no lo entienden.
The Spirit of Elijah causes you to lay your life down.
El espíritu de Elías te causa a poner la vida.
To step out in faith.
A salir en la fe.
Faith is, you know, this is to really activate faith.
Para activar la fe.
You have to die.
Tú tienes que morir.
No PDA on front row. I saw that. Oh, that's good. Do it again. I want to see it. Ah, oh, praise the Lord. Spirit of Elijah is here. No, no, that's enough.
Calmese.
We won't make anybody jealous in here. Man, you know, while I didn't hear that, what? What did he say? So gluten-free helps your marriage? Is that what you're saying? And all the men are going, oh, okay, man. No more gluten for me. He knows? Yeah, I know he's a half a disciple. I know. No, I saw him eating gluten yesterday.
Yo le vi comiendo gluten ayer.
A brownie gluten.
Uh-huh.
But, so, A lot of times faith never gets activated because we're not willing to die.
Muchas veces no se activa la fe porque no estamos dispuestos a morir.
It takes death to activate faith.
Se necesita la muerte para activar la fe.
Amen.
Amen.
So Elijah is sent to bring people to a place where they can receive provision and healing.
Pues se manda a Elías para llevar a la gente a un lugar donde puede haber provisión y sanidad.
You have got to receive the spirit of Elijah.
Tienes que recibir el espíritu de Elías.
He said, I'm going to send Elijah.
Él dijo, voy a mandar a Elías.
So many receive him and many don't.
Muchos lo reciben y muchos no.
Jesus came and preached in Nazareth and didn't receive him.
Jesús vino y predicó en Nazaret y ahí no lo recibieron.
Elijah was sent to only one person.
Por eso él dijo que Elías fue mandado a solo una persona.
And he said, "Here I am."
Y él está diciendo, aquí estoy.
And you're not receiving me.
Y tú no me estás recibiendo.
So you don't receive it, he moves on.
Y si tú no lo recibes, él sigue.
He's not going to keep knocking.
Él no va a seguir tocando a la puerta.
Amen. I mean, what if the woman said, "Hey, go get your own water"?
¿Qué tal si la viuda hubiera dicho, busca tu propia
agua? What would he have done?
¿Qué hubiera
hecho? He'd have moved on.
Él hubiera seguido.
That's why sometimes he doesn't show up to some widows and some orphans.
Y por eso a veces él no aparece con algunas viudas y algunos
huérfanos. So God has to prepare. You know what I'm really asking the Lord is prepare our hearts.
Pues Dios tiene que preparar el corazón.
So that when the move of the Spirit comes,
para que cuando venga el mover del Espíritu,
we can receive it.
Lo podamos recibir.
We can receive the spirit of Elijah.
Podamos recibir el espíritu de Elías.
God had prepared this woman to receive this.
Dios había preparado a esta viuda.
He had provided for her.
Ha provisto por ella.
And then she was able to receive.
Y entonces ella podía recibir.
So there's going to be people who are going to miss this.
Pues va a haber personas que pierden eso. No quiero que nosotros lo perdamos.
Faith and death is required.
La fe y la muerte se
requiere. Before provision comes.
Antes de venir la provisión.
This is a different prosperity gospel than the one that we hear today.
Este es un evangelio diferente de la prosperidad totally que se oye hoy en día. Totalmente diferente.
The spirit of Elijah sent to those who know they have a need, know they're about to die if God doesn't intervene.
El espíritu de Elías es enviado a los que saben que tienen necesidad y se van a morir si Dios no interviene.
I guarantee you, if you're in that position,
le garantizo que si está en esa
posición, somebody says, well, I've been in that position.
Y algunos dicen, yo he estado en
well,
esa
you
posición.
Hadn't gotten low enough yet.
Entonces no ha estado bastante.
And you say,
bajo
well, how much
todavía.
Lower do I have to go? I'll be dead if I get any lower.
Y uno dice que tanto más bajo tengo que ir si puedo morir si puedo.
She got down to her last meal.
Pero ella estaba en su último puñado de harina.
I mean, you think about this.
Piensa en eso.
What kind of faith does it take?
¿Qué clase de fe se necesita?
To trust God.
Para confiar
believe
en Dios.
God,
creer en Dios.
When you're down to your last
cuando está en el último puñado de harina.
That's when you go, oh, I am going to die.
Y eso es cuando uno dice, uy, voy a morir.
And she says, we're going to die.
Y ella dijo, vamos a morir.
But guess what?
Pero ¿sabe
qué? She's dying in faith.
Estaba muriendo en la fe.
She's going to die in faith.
Va a morir en la
so,
fe.
So until you get to the place you're willing to die in faith,
hasta que llegue al punto que está dispuesto a morirse en la fe,
rather than live in fear,
en vez de vivir en
Spirit
temor,
Elijah doesn't show up.
No viene el espíritu de Elías.
You got to be willing to die.
Tiene que estar dispuesto a morir.
That's when God shows up.
Eso es cuando aparece Dios.
There has to be a willingness to die.
Tiene que haber la disposición para morir.
To put God and His kingdom first.
A poner a Dios y su reino primero.
Even if it kills you in the process.
Aunque te mate en el proceso.
Most people don't want to do that.
Y la mayoría de la gente no quiere eso.
She has an option now.
Ella tiene la opción ahora.
I'm going to eat and we're going to die.
Voy a comer y vamos a morir.
Or I'm going to feed him.
O le voy a dar de comer a él.
We're going to die a little sooner.
Y vamos a morir más pronto.
See, either way you die.
De todos modos, uno muere.
Either way you're going to die.
De todos modos, uno muere.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's not those that are well that need a physician, but those who know they're sick.
No son los sanos que necesitan el médico, sino los que saben que están enfermos.
You're never going to have faith.
Nunca va a tener fe.
Do you overcome and face the fear?
Hasta que vences el temor.
Faith is never going to come till you face the fear of death.
La fe no va a venir hasta que tú enfrentes el temor a la muerte.
Overcomers.
Los vencedores.
Verse 7, back in Revelation.
Verso 7 en Apocalipsis, what chapter again?
21:7.
en Apocalipsis 21.
See, after he says you drink the water of life, he says, you who overcome will inherit these things.
Entonces después él dice, el vencedor heredará estas cosas.
Only the overcomers.
Solo los vencedores.
If you don't get, listen, brother, you, some of you better get this in your spirit.
Alguno de ustedes
you better say this.
Esto en tu
espíritu. If you don't say this, you're not going to get there.
No va a llegar ahí.
You better say, I am going to overcome this.
Tiene que decir, yo voy a vencer esto.
Even if I die.
Aun si me muero.
I am gonna. If you don't get that spirit, you're not gonna get there.
Si no recibe ese espíritu, no va a llegar ahí.
You will quit. You'll go back and forth, back and forth. You better grab the nail in the coffin there and say, "This is it. I'm gonna die."
Va a darse por vencido y va.
Because if you don't have that attitude, you won't get there.
Si no tiene esa actitud, no va a llegar ahí.
He who overcomes.
El que vence.
And I will be his God.
Y yo seré su Dios.
And he will be my son.
Y él será
brother,
mi hijo.
You don't get to be a son of God until you overcome.
No llega a ser hijo de Dios hasta que
vences. You don't get to see God until you overcome.
No llegas a ver a Dios hasta
look
que
what
vences.
Happens.
Mira lo que pasa.
The cowards,
pero los cobardes,
unbelievers,
incrédulos,
abominable,
abominables,
murderers,
asesinos,
immoral people,
inmorales,
sorcerers,
hechiceros,
idolaters,
idólatras,
all liars.
Y todos los mentirosos.
I guess that means some idolaters, but all liars.
Tal vez algunos idólatras, pero todos los mentirosos.
I mean, he throws all liars. Man, lying is bad.
Él dice todos los mentirosos porque es malo mentir.
Lying is bad.
Es malo
oh, is it 10:57? Pastor, please finish. That doesn't sound like the spirit of Elijah to me.
Eso no suena, pastor, por favor, terminar. Eso no suena como el espíritu de
Elías. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yo lo reprendo en el nombre de Jesús.
Oh my goodness. I'm just now getting started.
Sí, apenas me estoy calentando.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Señor, ayúdame.
Their part will be in the lake of fire.
Tendrá su parte en el
that's the second death.
En el lago que arde con fuego y azufre.
It's better to just have the first death.
Es mejor solo tener la primera muerte.
And if you don't have faith, you get the second death.
Porque si no tiene fe, va a tener esta segunda muerte.
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me finish this.
Déjame terminar
overcomers
esto.
Get to drink the water of life without cost.
Los vencedores pueden tomar de la agua de la vida
it does,
sin
it
costo.
It does cost you. You have to die to drink.
Sí, te cuesta porque tiene que morir primero.
The principle is this.
Pero el principio es este.
Take care of God first.
Cuidan primero de Dios.
What if there's not enough oil and flour left after she feeds Elijah?
¿Y qué tal si no hay bastante harina y aceite después de darle a Elías?
She has to be willing to die.
Ella tiene que estar dispuesta a morir.
To overcome.
Para vencer.
And to experience.
Y para experimentar.
The provision of Elijah.
La provisión de Elías.
Man, I could teach on this all day.
Yo podría enseñar sobre esto todo el día. ¿Recibieron algo?
Oh, really? What are you doing?
Hola.
Praise the Lord. God's good. Amen.
Dios es bueno. Amén.
Did you get anything?
¿Recibieron algo?
You weren't here. You didn't. Were you listening? You missed the best part. That was good. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Let's dismiss.
Vamos a